Premier League is back and the good teams win or draw with the good teams. The bad teams lose or draw with other bad teams. So all is well in the Premier League. This is In Airplane Repair. In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unfiltered and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere in the world. Joining me today to discuss routine games in the Premier League, Otto underscore Wolf is here, the man with the stats.
Nice to be here, very excited to talk about this weekend's football.
On the last podcast, you accused me of not really like giving you much of an intro or caring about, you know, how you were. So I'm going to ask you this week.
No, you need to ask me about my Twitter extensively.
Yeah, yeah. So how is your Twitter?
I actually got 9 new followers the other day.
Wow. Did you get a viral tweet?
I got included in someone's socialist Sunday list.
let's keep it all about football here, you know. Let's keep it. all right. That sounds really fun. So naturally, I should turn to the man on your left, the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper is here. Welcome, Luke.
Yeah, hello. Good to be here.
How are you?
Pretty good. I think my and Jasper's. I don't know if we have 9 followers in total on our Twitter, but things are all good there as well.
That's good to know. And so naturally, I should turn to the man who makes up your Twitter ensemble, the only one of us who's coached a team, it's Mr. Psychology Expertise, Jasper Kawaja.
Hello.
That's good. And as always, our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog is here.
Yeah, hi. Good to be here. Feeling good.
How is the weather where you are?
It's windy and cold. But again, this has been another day where I haven't really left the house. It's probably becoming a kind of a problem, this thing.
So, that's good.
That's not an objective view from the weather.
Shall we talk about like a riveting action in the Premier League, as always? Jasper, Chelsea 2, Manchester United 2. Was it meant to be 2-2?
I actually really enjoyed this. I'm not sure whether it was meant to be, but I thought it was actually a really good game of football. Chelsea sort of bossed the first 60 minutes or so, and then Man United kind of just muscled their way into the game, I'd say. And then the last half an hour was the way they wanted the game to go, really, and they managed to get their goals on the counter and nearly hold out.
But they didn't.
A late goal.
From Ross.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of analysis showing, because obviously there was literally like 30 seconds left, and there was a free kick, and it got headed back out again. And Lukaku then sort of started jogging out, and I think it was Jamie Carragher was like, what are you doing? There's 30 seconds left, just staying, because he was the one that was originally marking David Luiz.
Okay.
Or he'd at least have been in that area.
And they still look like they can't be asked to defend Man United.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd because they're like Jose teams normally.
Yeah, so. I know. It's a strange.
Otto, it's like, we're witnessing this like resurgence of Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, this really just put the icing on the. This was a cherry on the icing on the resurgence.
Well, did he make the team ahead of Kovacic?
No, he came on.
But
also, like, he scored the goal, but like this goal, if like that was just like right place at right time.
Yeah.
Didn't really, but then he did. I feel like he's definitely like. Well, it kind of makes sense because he's getting older, and he's kind of it's kind of expected. Like, the thing is, with English footballers, they always just get massively overhyped. In the same, like, Ross Barkley got so overhyped in a stupid way. And it's just kind of like he's benefiting massively from having an actually good manager and not being managed by the likes of, you know, whoever Everton had when he was David Moyes and shit like that. He's a little bit different. And yeah, and Conte's a good manager and he's playing in a good team. So
sorry. Conte.
that's all good then. Luke, I think I'm going to ask you the weekly Jose Mourinho question, which is, what does this all mean for Jose Mourinho?
Question. I feel like he's going to be around for a while now. Like, yeah, because they're kind of like they're now. To be fair, the Chelsea and Juventus that they've just played, they've turned. Like, I know they drew with Chelsea and they've lost to Juventus, but they were more.
They were outclassed by Juventus, weren't they?
It did look more like two big teams playing each other on both times. Like they're about, but like for the last half an hour, you know, they showed that they could play against big teams. Whereas the last time they played like a good team was Tottenham. And they lost 3-0, and it was just like they're nowhere. Now it looks like, but I actually like, you know. So I think and probably means he'll be around for a while. But then again, yeah, the two goals they conceded, you'd be like, surely Mourinho's like he's gonna be furious with them for like one from a corner, and one like just after a free kick, like still in the aftermath of that set piece.
Yeah.
So it's like. It's hard to say like if Mourinho's doing a good job or it's just like or doing a better job or if it's just like well they have actually got quite good players so obviously they can play some good football.
Do you think like, if you were in that defence do you think you would perform well if you were constantly like being just slated by your boss and you know subbed off in the 20th minute
changing the lineup all the time as well.
That must I mean to be fair though it's like Pogba who should have been marking Rudy for that thing and I don't know
so whenever David Luiz is a very sneaky man whenever they've got a set piece he'll like always hold on to a player but like he didn't do it that much then but just for someone to know he's a I'm not saying like that.
No relevant.
I'm not saying like it's not Pogba's fault. I'm just saying like it was like the other goal, like the other week, where like Giroud does a bicycle kick back in. He gets that because David Luiz like goes and like proper gives his man a hug. So David Luiz, he's a proper sneaky man.
He's a really good player, David Luiz. I was really
on the topic of Juventus.
Yeah,
Juventus, the classically defensive Italian team. Did still manage to get 60% possession against Man United. Well,
this is what I was going to say. I actually think Man United look better against teams that have more possession.
You've got to force Juventus to play out of their comfort zone. So like they're used to defence. You're like, no, we're going to give you the ball, force you to come out, then we'll show you. Didn't play out on the night, lost 1-0. they had a one shot, which could have, you know, probably hit the post that one time. Could have bounced off Shetty's head and gone in. So
did Mourinho after the game was like, you know, Juventus are a quality team, which they are. But it would seem to imply that they could, you know, afford players. They could get players, you know, like they're in the league of Real Madrid, Barcelona. Man United did spend £360 million on players. I mean, that's kind of like in the league of.
Yeah, I don't really get Mourinho because he keeps saying other teams have a lot more quality than them.
Yeah,
it was about like you were saying about slating your own players. What is that doing to his own players to just say? You're not as good.
Johnny, what does it do for a fan, that kind of...
Well, I'm finally my area of expertise. It just creates... I think you can see it. Man United are nervous. The players are nervous. The fans are nervous. All builds into this. They make basic errors. And then, what I think... I'm not a managing man. If I was, I think Mourinho's found out where they start playing well is when they start losing a bit. So I think they should go out there, concede a couple of goals, and then they really turn it on and they stop being so nervous and the crowd get behind them.
I reckon.
So you're saying they're less nervous when they're 2-0 behind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Newcastle, Chelsea, like even Juventus, they go down and then they're good. The nerves go away when you're actually losing.
is instead of actually going down, like, you know, like if you were playing Sunday League and like you'd be battering a team like 7-0 and then the kicker would be like, oh, no, no, boys, let's go again. And every kickoff, they've got to be like, right, 2-0 down, boys. You know, so at the start of the game, like, they've got to pretend that they're 2-0 down, you know, and then they'll start going.
What point are you making there about 7-0, though? What are you saying? Are you saying like 7-0?
No, it was a classic Sunday League thing of like you'd be up 7-0 and like on the kickoff something.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's like in what
Luke's
sense?
Played at the highest level, so
yeah,
he was beating people 7-0 every week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think against Juventus, it's just a bit disappointing, like how little creativity there was in the Man United squad.
For the first time, and I say this as someone who doesn't really like Man United, because I'm not really allowed to like them, but I felt like the starting lineup with Mata in there, Rashford, and then Martial and Lukaku, that kind of looks like it could work.
Yeah, there's at least more attacking players there.
Yeah.
I like Mata being in the side.
Because he's officially been found out as a fraud.
Yeah.
Just to go back to that game and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Hazard, brilliant player, we all agree.
Yeah.
Tends to go missing in a lot of second halves of games, especially big games. And I was wondering why this is the case. Whether it's he just gets kicked so much and he like,
can't walk.
Well, yeah, along those lines, and it affects him. Is it a fitness issue? Because literally, he started that game brilliantly and gradually just faded out.
It might have been that the Man United kind of. You know, sometimes I feel like with decent players who everyone, the opposition knows are decent, it's like Lukaku's a good player, but everyone's on Lukaku the whole time. He doesn't get a sniff. So maybe just gradually he gets fewer and fewer sniffs.
Maybe, but he was really running the game at the start.
Yeah.
I've got a related stat for this, for the Juventus match.
Oh, yeah?
And actually, it's such a good stat that I'm going to turn it into a quick quiz and we have a point up for grabs. So Juventus are unbeaten in 9 European matches against English opposition. Who was the last person they lost to in March 2010?
Makes a great podcast. That long silence.
I feel like we're all just kind of guessing, you know.
There's nobody there.
When you say it's really good,
Chelsea.
No, it's not a big boy.
You guys will kick yourselves when you realise this.
Wait,
it's 2010.
Liverpool.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You're gonna get it.
Arsenal.
No, all right, it's it anyway. Guys. Yeah, just last chance to buzz in.
Spurs.
Everton.
No,
Derby County.
It's Fulham.
Was that the Europa semi-final?
Alright, well, if...
semi-final?
Yeah. Do I get a point for knowing the competition and the stage of the competition? Do I get a point for knowing the competition and the stage of the competition?
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry, I thought we were doing... It was Champions League, but...
Yeah, you tricked us there.
Yeah.
I didn't say Champions League. I said
European.
I mean, there's only two tournaments where Juventus meet.
All right, fine. All right, well, I feel like to counter your joy, we should talk about the Cardiff Fulham game. So, Cardiff actually scored some goals for the first time. Are now off, out of the relegation zone. Fulham, actually on level points with Cardiff, but not a good performance, Otto Wolf.
I just like all the focus to be put on that goal by Scherer. That's a good goal.
It was a good goal, but any goal where like the keeper gets a hand on it, you know, it's never quite the same.
Keeper could have done a bit more, maybe.
Do you know what I mean? You want a clean bulge.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was really good.
You won't even give me a 30-yard screamer. Shit goal.
So, Luke, what do you want to... I mean, like, you know, what do you think about Cardiff?
They're still shit.
Like, yeah, they're probably still not great. Like, Fulham have conceded more goals than anyone else, so...
They're on course to concede more than 100 at this rate.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess,
yeah.
That's quite impressive. What, can anything be done to solve the defence, Otto?
I guess you could kill Callum Chambers.
Honestly, I don't see... He is so bad wherever he goes.
He probably deserves... Yeah, he deserves some kind of guillotine-esque execution.
Yeah, which one's here?
The old Arsenal centre-back.
You should get Arsene Wenger to do it as well.
I don't even know, man. If I'm honest, I'm only talking about past matches because I didn't watch this match because I was too depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we need to go to a back three.
So Callum Chambers can't play.
No, but Callum Chambers has to. No, Callum Chambers has been murdered. I already told you. We've got Mawson. Mawson, who was good at Swansea last year, and then we've got Ream, who was amazing the year before, and then we've got this new guy, Maxime Limerchon. And we just need to play those three as a back three, and then play like Brian as a left wing back, and I don't know, just whatever, man. I just don't care.
All right.
Apparently, the manager's been given 2 games to sort it out before he gets fired.
That's not that long. Really,
well, one of the 2 games is
and winnable. They're both winnable.
AFC Bournemouth next weekend,
and then Huddersfield, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so basically, he kind of has to at least get 4 points from these next 2 games.
All right, I think that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said it's possible to beat fucking Cardiff, but
not. Sessegnon scored, youngest player to score in the Prem.
No.
Right?
No,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Century. Year 2000.
Yeah. All right. So in a way, he kind of is the youngest.
The youngest player
at the moment.
No, but
every youngest scorer is the youngest scorer.
No, no. What?
He's the youngest player.
to score this year.
He is. He came onto the earth.
He's the youngest player who has scored in the Premier League.
Yeah.
He came out of the womb most recently.
Yeah. Of all the players in the Premier League
that have ever scored a goal,
he actually is
the youngest. Yeah, that is. Your stat was correct.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks. He's the youngest player ever to score in the Premier League. all right.
The most player born after the year 2000.
So that was quite a topsy-turvy game. A game that could not be described as topsy-turvy was Manchester City-Burnley. Actually, it was slightly topsy-turvy, Man City-Burnley. Even though it was 5-0, it was probably like the most even 5-0 you're likely to see.
Yeah, Company should have gone, shouldn't
it? Exactly. Company should have got sent off. What, there was that whole offside thing where they stopped playing.
Yeah, that was for the second goal, which obviously
Luke, took away from them. Luke, you're the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. What do the words play to the whistle mean anything to you?
I mean, yes, yeah, they do. You keep playing until the whistle goes. Or
the game, just explain the term.
Yeah. I mean, it is like, yeah, it's the defender's fault for all just turning up at that point.
Can someone give me a blow by blow of what happened?
Well,
it's really hard to actually describe. Sane has the ball in the box.
Yeah.
Goes down. It's actually quite hard to tell whether it's a pen or not.
It was a dive, wasn't it?
It maybe. Then the ball just rolls on. Everyone sort of stops to look at the ref for the decision. Then someone else goes to get the ball.
David Silva.
Yeah, however, the ball's actually gone out of play and David Silva was offside. Both of those things, but he then kick crosses it to Bernardo Silva, who scores.
He puts it in the top bins.
He puts it in the top bins.
Yeah. So
it's like as it happened, the ball came back in an illegitimate way, and it should have been pulled up. But it's also like the defender still made a mistake because it could have been played back in a legitimate way, and they would still have all been out and not paying attention.
So the linesman wasn't even playing to the whistle. And the ref wasn't even playing to the whistle.
Yeah, the linesman apologised, apparently.
Who was playing to the whistle?
Bernardo Silva, basically.
And David Silva. Yeah, the Silvers.
The two Silvers, no, yeah.
It was congratulations weird. To them for living out playing to the whistle.
Maybe there's not much to say about the red card, but the classic thing that people say is if it had been later in the game, it would have been a red. Johnny, any thoughts?
I think that's true. I mean, he took a gash out of his leg.
Yeah.
I see, there's like a hole there.
I mean, under the Neil Warnock rule of not endangering a player's life, it doesn't quite qualify. But I reckon if you draw blood, you should probably, like, face some kind of punishment.
Nah,
well, it's like the manner in which you do it, doesn't it? It's just like if you draw blood from someone's upper thigh with your studs, then it's probably going to be a red card.
So in what way could you would not want a red card, but you draw blood?
Like, you go up for both for head, a clash of heads, yeah. Like head injury.
I don't know if
it's... Yeah. Tap on the nose.
Station the hand.
Oh, a nosebleed, yeah, some people bleed it. Otto, you bleed quite easily as well, I feel.
I don't nosebleed easily.
You do.
No, I don't. I really don't.
You always...
You're bleeding right now, I can see it.
Your eyes bleed. What?
Yeah, you used to be the nosebleeder.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I definitely wasn't.
No, I nosebleed easily, but you always, like... There's always blood coming out of your leg, I feel.
I had a leg bleed.
Yeah, right.
I had an artery outside of my leg.
Why is a nosebleed called a nosebleed, but nothing else is referred to as like a cheek bleed?
It got burnt off.
Or an arm bleed.
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
I had a point in terms of refereeing and not my leg history.
Oh, yeah.
I always find it quite weird. You know when, like, players... have, like, you know when, like, they've had their shirt pulled so much that their shirt is, like, literally ripped?
Mm.
Or, like, Chiellini shows the ref, like, the bite marks that Suarez bit in him. But the ref is kind of like, well, I didn't see it, so I'm just going to have to ignore these bite marks and this ripped shirt.
That is so weird.
I find that weird. And then, is it just that refs are, like, so... I imagine refs are, like, massively entitled, like...
I think...
They've got, like, the power goes to their head.
No, I think... So, I'm going to add a new level of expertise to this podcast, because I've started helping out a friend and reffing some five-a-side...
wow.
In the ages of 16 to 19. And although it's just five-a-side, it's very stressful being a ref. And what it is, it's not that you think you're right, because often I'll make a decision, and I'm definitely wrong. They'll call me a twat, and they are right to do it, because I have made a... But it's like, you can't be seen to, like, lose control.
Yeah. Okay.
And if it looks like you're easily influenceable, then it's going to cause more problems, I think. So...
Yeah, also, like, if you could just show a bite mark and get someone sent off, then I'd just, like, you could just bite your teammate and then, like, say it to someone else.
Bite your own arm.
This was also really bad. He was holding his teeth after he bit Chiellini.
It was really bad.
He was going around and holding his teeth. Like, it's not hard to put two and two together. One person has bite marks, the other one's teeth.
It's slightly less... Oh, I was just going to say about City. Obviously, they're really good and all that. We touched it briefly on a previous episode. When Kevin returns, which he did return briefly, who drops out of the team, Jasper Khawaja?
Well, last night, Kevin came back into it in the Champo, and Bernardo Silva was on the bench.
Mm.
Sterling was also, I suppose... No, I think maybe Sterling played and Sane was rested. You don't know whether they're dropped or rested with Man City ever.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Mahrez actually looked... You know, we were shitting on Mahrez last week.
He's looked quality the last
really
couple of
good.
Games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Bernardo Silva there last night, dropped, rested, whatever you want to call it, comes on within 1 minute, scores a really good goal.
So your point is what?
What does that say to the manager? Like,
that says I've got an excellent squad.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Okay, Burnley, a bit of disappointing, but I think they were kind of hard done by, you know, and Sean Dyche always gracious in defeat.
Oh, I can't bear listening to that guy's voice, I'm going to be honest.
I like that. It's passion.
I only found out a few months ago that his voice isn't always like that. I find that amazing.
Tell us more.
I thought he was just like a chronic smoker.
Yeah, what do you mean his voice isn't always
shouting.
Like
Yeah, it's just he's been shouting so much.
Okay. Why? But I've never heard have another manager.
Have you not seen him on that advert? He's got an advert. He's got some advert for some sports.
Yeah, I can't believe he has an advert. That's really weird.
It's like some kind of degree you can do, like a sports
degree. He's like
degree.
Literally the least sexy like manager.
No, but he has his little. He has his little.
No, I reckon the least sexy manager has got some a lot of names floating around.
All right, let's do it.
Tony Pulis. Big Sam.
You know, Tony Pulis is not, looks okay with a hat on.
With a hat on.
We already decided who the ugliest manager was.
Oh, yeah. But is there a difference between...
Avram Grant.
Is there a difference between ugly and least sexy?
not much.
Well, between ugly...
Oh, that's a deep philosophical question.
That is actually quite deep. That is quite deep.
So, Johnny, you're the philosopher among us.
Yeah, so what we're saying, the difference between not sexy and ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. Because, like, I feel like, you know, you could have this pen is very unsexy, but it's not exactly ugly. It's quite a good-looking pen.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This ball of goo may be look great as a ball of goo, but I don't want to have sex with it.
So, okay. So it has to be the presence of potential sex.
I think it still applies without Grant. You can be unsexy without being ugly, but you can't be ugly without being unsexy.
Yeah, it's like the well, maybe you could have a like unsexy personality, but actually really good looking, like or like a, you know, something else.
So a not sexy person, so a not sexy person is ugly, but not all ugly things are not sexy.
No, I think let's leave it up to the listeners at home to decide. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What is the difference between sexiness and ugliness? Is there a difference?
No. Completely different question. Between not sexy and ugly.
Right.
I don't know if that is a different question.
I don't know if that's a different question, but if you think it is, you can tweet us. Is it different?
Itself another philosophical question.
Yeah, don't forget, you can also follow us on SoundCloud. In fact, actually, while we're on the subject of SoundCloud, if you are one of our many American new fans, please...
Why?
Please contact us just to confirm that you're not a bot. Because honestly, look at this. This is maybe not good listening at home, but perhaps it is. Friday the 19th, 50 listens. Saturday the 20th, no listens. Sunday the 21st, 50 listens. All for episode 7. Bearing in mind we're now on episode 14. And if you've
got episode 7,
it's the one about where Lucas Moura, where Man United got wrecked. By Spurs.
Lucas Moura has scored for Spurs.
But, that wasn't even a good one.
But it gets more interesting. So recently, in the last 7 days, we've had 102 views from the United States, 7 from the United Kingdom, and 1 from Pakistan.
Jesus.
So the Pakistan listener is obviously real. So hello from Pakistan.
But,
do you mean that they only have money to like fire up their servers like every other day?
What do you mean, the Americans?
Yeah, because you know it was like one day loads of listens and the next day no listens. Do you think they just?
I think we went semi-viral on a particular day. Yeah. I mean, look, 12 views, all from the city of Los Angeles.
Somebody's done it. Because also no shares or anything like that. People are just word of mouth. All of
I mean,
Lebanon.
Look, the Lebanon Cavalry Chapel.
If you put the SoundCloud /, right.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're out there, American friends, please let us know. Perhaps you could consider supporting us on Patreon for $2 a month. You will get more love than you already get, which is admittedly quite a lot, so I don't know how we're going to give you more. But
I'm going to get extra time. Extra time content.
We could do that. If anyone supports us, we'll give them more. Alright, more Premier League action to talk about. The quote of the weekend was, I think, Mark Hughes, who said that the 0-0 draw against Bournemouth was a statement.
that's just the Premier League for you, isn't it? That's why it's the best league in the world.
What is that, a statement?
Honestly, post-match interviews, they literally just spin a wheel and it just lands on the third item and they just go with that. It doesn't matter what the result is.
I mean, God, that is just... Yeah.
To be honest, I forget Mark Hughes exists. Like,
ooh, that's a burn.
Go away.
Well, I mean, are they in danger of going away? Because they are, you know, 17th in the table, 16th in the table. I mean,
only one place above relegation.
Relegation is 17th place, isn't it? I mean, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to make sense of it. Yeah.
The league table, it goes from 1 to 20 each.
You said they were 17th and they're actually 16th. I think that's the confusion.
Okay, yeah, so just for confirmation for everyone, they're actually 16th. Two spots away from the relegation zone, which is 18th place.
There you go.
How many points do they have?
They have 6 points, and Cardiff below them have 5, as do Fulham. They haven't won in a few games. Moving on to a team that have won many games, Arsenal.
Mesut Ozil.
Mesut Ozil.
Oh. Did you see he said we played some sexy football tonight?
Did he?
Yeah.
Ozil was amazing.
Yeah, he really was.
It was a game all about Ozil, basically.
Which is, it felt like it had to be. I mean, because he's been on the sidelines a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was made captain, which I thought was really strange. Because I thought surely a guy like Ozil would.
No,
be
but it's like the thing where you're like, come on, Mesut.
Yeah, give him the captaincy and he'll deliver.
But who else would have the captaincy as well? Their second, their vice captain is Xhaka.
Well, they've got who is it then? There's Cech, Xhaka, Koscielny.
Give it to
Cech. Cech's not playing, Koscielny's injured.
Yeah, I was just working.
Xhaka,
I thought like Mustafi.
Fuck it, give it to Iwobi.
Yeah, Iwobi was doing some.
He's probably been there the longest.
Iwobi was doing some good stuff as well.
Sick.
They look really good, Arsenal, and maybe. I mean, they got Palace next week. They don't look like they're going to lose.
One thing I am going to say, they're 1-0 down. And Leicester had a corner, which they hit the crossbar. That goes in, Arsenal lose.
Mm.
It's a game of small margins.
I don't agree with that.
What do you not agree with?
I think that's the Arsenal of old. That's not what the Arsenal is like now.
You think they'd have come back from 2-0 down to win 3-2?
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's bollocks.
Well, I reckon that they haven't really been tested recently, but they've got Liverpool in a couple of weeks. I reckon that's going to be
the tester.
The tester.
I'm feeling the draw coming along.
Oh,
so now you're doing simulation, Joey.
The simulation is well in advance.
Do you want to go for a simulation now, Johnny? I mean,
yeah, sure. Well, if the whole of this season's anything to go by, it'll just be like a really entertaining 1-1 draw.
Alright.
And I can't wait.
Okay. Another result to that should probably be discussed.
Did you see the second Arsenal goal though?
That was nice.
The Ozil pass.
I don't think I did see that.
Yeah. He was.
That went past like four players and was perfectly weighted for Bellerin. Like, I don't even understand how he saw that run.
I don't understand.
His big eyes, Otto.
So amazing.
No. I don't understand it either. If he can gel with those two up front, and they could be a formidable force.
I think he has pretty successfully. Like, I don't know, just his vision and his perception of the game is incredible.
I hope he stays in the Prem. I don't want.
But one thing that my friend who's an Arsenal fan is saying is that Ozil basically, like, the reason why he just is sometimes left out of the squad is because he apparently quite a few Arsenal fans are under the impression that he's got something in his contract where he can just literally just refuse to play games.
That's so weird.
Why would so like when he's like away at like Burnley or like the League Cup or something like that, he's always like not injured, just ill.
Oh, he's just like, I just don't want to go on a rainy night.
Yeah,
so
I just don't want to play against like fucking Burnley away. Like, I don't want to play that. Apparently,
that's a pretty poor attitude for a professional footballer.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
Well,
yeah.
if anyone's got any facts to back that statement up, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us.
What would it be in his contract? Because like, they're not like the players are not forced to play. At any point, you could say.
But you get fined if you don't play.
How'd you get fined? Interesting.
Well, it's like a normal job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's your job.
Yeah.
So would it be like, I will try my hardest?
No, it's the thing that players can't be sold without their consent. Like, it used to be that players were like basically slaves and could be sold to clubs without their consent.
Wow.
Jasper, Huddersfield Town 0, Liverpool 1. a 5:30 kickoff.
I literally don't think Liverpool got out of first gear for this game.
No.
They had lots of injuries, though.
Yeah,
they've almost in reverse.
They've been wrecked. They've been totally wrecked by the international break, but...
Yeah, they are... We've said it before, they're just really not playing exciting football or anything. Huddersfield actually look quite good at times.
Huddersfield almost scored a goal,
yeah,
which is odd for Huddersfield.
It is extremely odd.
Mo Salah scored. It was like the Mo Salah of old.
Yeah, just...
I think it was not. Like, it was a good goal, but apart from that, he was pretty awful. Like, he never looked like doing much with the ball. Like, he lost it a lot of the time with bad passes or just dribbling into trouble. Like, it was a good finish, but and some nice movement he did.
Yeah, I think Tom was referring to the goal.
On the ball, he looked pretty bad.
I would agree with you there, but I mean, I would agree. Reluctantly, I'm going to agree with that.
Shaqiri assist, though. You've got
to
be.
Oh, it's a lovely pass, yeah. And interesting to see old Joe Gomez playing out on the right back as well.
What's your thought on that?
Well, I don't know, because I think he's got to fit big boy Dejan in there, because he is the best.
And Shaqiri, is Shaqiri now taking Milner's places in centre mid?
No, I think they just their squad is a bit fucked up at the moment.
What about the Liverpool squad for today's game?
Oh yeah, Fabinho's in, isn't he?
They play Fabinho, Wijnaldum, and Shaqiri in centre mid on in their midfield.
Yeah, I actually feel like Milner might have a problem with himself. Injury, that's the word for that.
Bob, I believe it must happen.
Need some counselling.
I don't know. I mean,
I've got skin of demons I need to sort out before I can play.
Milner's not going to have demons.
No, Milner definitely doesn't. He's too simple for that, isn't he?
So they didn't get out. They're still obviously in touch with Man City in points. They've scored 10 fewer goals.
What other way is that to be answered?
Well, goal difference. But but I don't know. I mean, I don't really mind winning and playing poorly. No, they do say it's the mark of a good side.
They do.
It is until they've been playing poorly for like months, you know.
Yeah, but
that's true. If they can turn it on, then it's happy days.
Yeah, so potentially, I mean, who have they got next week? They've got Cardiff City at home. So I reckon that'd be 2-0. okay, any more fantastic Premier League stuff to talk about? We could say Spurs ground out another... Spurs are another team not playing very well and winning.
They're drawing 1-1 right now, is that update?
They're drawing? Oh, who got the equaliser?
Lucas
Moura got a deflected goal.
Oh, nice. You could say West Ham unlucky, Luke.
This was the Spurs match. I am really struggling to remember anything about this game. Like, who scored? What happened?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to provide me with some kind of information.
Lamella scored for Spurs.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, can I just say, actually...
I remember having some feeling about that goal... But I can't remember the feeling now. I just remember when it happened. I thought something. That was quite good in general for all game. Like, he was skipping past players on the wing, looking a bit exciting. That's all I can remember.
I heard someone refer to him as Lamela.
Lamela.
But I don't think it was even. It was. I'm trying to think where it was. It's definitely not pronounced Lamela.
No,
is it?
No, definitely not.
No. Tottenham, it's very tight at the top. 23 points Manchester City, then Liverpool. 21 Chelsea, Arsenal and Spurs. So really,
tight as fuck.
It is very tight. It could go anywhere. I mean, well, it's not going to go anywhere, is it? We know Man City are going to win it.
Liverpool, Man City.
Yeah. Okay. Is it time for the part of the In Air Play and Repair podcast where we hand over to our expert quiz master and play a quiz? Is it time?
I think it's time, yeah.
I only got one question this week.
All right. Well, so get your pen and paper ready, because it's time for Otto's Quiz Time. Otto's Quiz Time.
I actually don't even know if this question's that good. Now I'm just looking at it again.
Oh,
Otto, do we have to reassure you again? Your quiz is always good.
I'm just realising I've only got one question and then maybe in a grand total of 0 points approved by anybody. But we'll see.
Yeah, right. But you know...
Can you just make it like closest wins or make it multiple choice or something?
Nah, I could do that.
We'll see if we get it.
Yeah, let's see. I'll do a couple of tester questions.
Double or quit. Closest wins.
No, just make it worth 20 points.
All right.
I'm worried Luke's going to look at the answer.
Yeah.
Right next to you.
This quiz is completely centred around players who have scored 5 goals in 1 game.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's basically just like, who was it? What game?
All right.
What, in Premier League history?
Yeah, but do you want...
In Premier League.
Can we just do like the people who've done it?
Five players have done it in Premier League history.
I know one of them.
Oh, okay, so some people are going to get some of them.
Let me just get rid of Messi and Lewandowski from my list.
Oh, yeah, me too. Don't forget, you can play along at home. And can you accrue more points than current last place candidate, Luke... Is it Luke Stamper?
Yeah,
Luke Stamper. All right. Okay, this is where, like, there'll be, like, some theme music.
So I guess there's going to be a point. There's going to be a point for each name and the game. If you get the game,
really
like the opponent.
Can't we just have points for the players?
Yeah, just do players.
Okay, no problem.
Right. Game will be hard.
Is this Premier League history, did you say?
Yeah, just Premier League. And I don't know if I have more questions. I might have more questions somewhere.
I just can't think of any. I mean,
I'm just throwing down.
Are we putting five names down?
Just hope for the best.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it might actually be a harder question than I thought it was at the time. Because when you look at it, you're like, oh yeah, of course, yeah. Because obviously, you don't forget 5 goals in a game.
Well,
clearly you do, Otto.
All right, let's
do it.
Jasper?
5 goals, that's a lot of goals, isn't it? 5 goals in one game is a lot.
Do you want me to just say my five?
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah.
So I've got Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah.
Berbatov.
Nobody's allowed to... the thing is everyone done?
Yeah, we're all done. Let's see.
Right, cool.
Johnny's not done.
He just added Jermaine Defoe.
Johnny's cheating.
Wait, is Defoe correct?
What?
Is Defoe correct?
Is Defoe a player?
Is it correct? Is Defoe the answer right?
Correct answer.
yeah, Defoe is correct.
Come on.
Fucking hell.
Berbatov?
Huh?
Dimitar Berbatov.
Yeah, Berbatov's right too.
Oh
Berbatov's
my god.
Right. Oh no.
Van Nistelrooy?
Oh, Jesus.
What has he got?
Van Nistelrooy?
No.
Oh, I put Van Nistelrooy.
Dwight York?
No.
And Alan Shearer.
Yeah!
Yeah! Three! I'll take three!
I have
both
the
phone. Alright, so Jasper, you got three. Luke, you got
two at the moment.
And what other ones have you got?
Michael Owen?
No.
Carlos Tevez?
No.
Kerry Henry?
No.
Well,
so two for Johnny, Thomas, have you got anyone that hasn't been said?
I've got Ronaldo and Torres.
No.
I've got Kun Aguero.
Yeah,
boy. Oh, of course.
And I've also got Luis Suarez.
No.
I think he scored 4 in a game. And also, I put Thierry down, but I think someone else saw Henry.
Yes.
The only one that's missing so far is the one that you were never going to get, to be fair, Andy Cole.
Well, I said Dwight York. I was literally tossing.
Yeah, he was four our time.
Yeah, no.
So I got 2 points.
So how many did you get, Johnny?
I got a lonely one.
Oh, you only got one, mate. That is poor.
Yeah.
Even Luke got 2.
I must be gaining on Jeremy.
Well, evidently Luke.
So how many did you get, Thomas?
I got 2 points.
And Jasper?
3.
Fuck off.
Nice.
All right, let's have the scores.
Last place is still Luke Stamper.
Yeah.
I'm up.
On 13.
Oh, bye.
Unlucky for some. it may be unlucky for third place, who is Johnny, only a point ahead. Oh, Johnny!
Oh, it's a real relegation battle here.
And then in first place, kind of stormy ahead, as is the normal structure for me to go first place and then second place. Jasper on 21 and Thomas on 18.
Fucking, we're so far behind, Johnny.
Oh, will there be playoffs for relegation or like?
There's gonna be, basically it's just gonna be like, yeah, it's just gonna be playoffs where like first place last, first place last and third place.
Second. Yes.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Then. There's nothing wrong with three.
It's one of those quizzes where nothing matters until the last round.
I love that. So remember, I'm gonna face off with Jasper.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Jasper.
Oh no.
Also, not to be forgotten, from the last quiz, Jasper's on 21, but in brackets, he has thought about quite a few of the answers.
Yeah, I really have.
All right.
I shouldn't be forgotten.
That can make the difference.
You wanted me to make a note of that. So.
Well, I think today when I said Tevez, I was thinking about Aguero as well. So if you want to put that in brackets, probably don't do that.
Well, I think that was a good round.
Yeah, good quiz again, Otto. Well, never doubt yourself. Because if you doubt yourself next week, I am going to get a little bit annoyed at you.
All right. Well, tune in next time for more Otto's Quiz Time.
I'll get some good questions next week. Don't worry.
Oh, stop!
That. You always do.
Right.
We're not the ones who worry, mate.
In European news, Lionel Messi broke his.
2-1 now, by the way.
Hey.
Kane scored.
No.
2-1.
All right. Lionel Messi broke his arm. Johnny, have you ever broken your arm?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I didn't see anything else other than him fall on his arm.
Have you ever broken your arm?
It bent in ways it shouldn't bend.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
I've broken my wrist.
No. Johnny, arm?
Well, I broke my arm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, it was when I got, you know, as a goalkeeper, you know, in the hockey world.
Oh, hockey, I don't know about that.
Picked up as a young talent.
Yeah, I don't like
trained, hockey. But this is not a
hockey podcast.
And then within
this
five
is a football
minutes,
podcast. This is a football podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I was playing in that match. I remember you got injured.
This
in
is a football
seconds.
Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, my first 2 seconds of my hockey career, I just broke my arm.
Well... That's
do you remember Henry? Henry had Henry's first 5 seconds of playing in goal. He got a ball in the balls.
Ooh. Right.
So for listeners at home, Henry is our friend.
In other footballing news, I suppose it only could take him 3 weeks to recover from that arm thing, by the way.
Yeah, it's not a broken arm.
It's a fracture.
But it's also like sometimes players have played in casts on their arms.
It's just ligament damage.
No, it's really, a fracture. I think
you don't really need your arm, do you? You don't really need it.
I think it's a fracture.
You don't really need it. Real Madrid have not sacked their manager yet.
No.
But they probably will.
They lost again at the weekend.
As a coach, let's just say Real Madrid offer you the job.
Yeah.
You're actually currently the Spain boss. Just about to take him into a World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, alright. Once in a lifetime opportunity to manage Real Madrid. I go to Real Madrid. I fucked up. How are you feeling?
He must be pretty low right now. Like, he got saved last night because they scraped a 2-1 win in the Champions League. El Clasico at the weekend. Could be his last game. He must be thinking, what the fuck have I done?
Yeah.
Everything was in the right place a few months back. The Spain team has showed recently there was so much potential there. As well.
Because has he just kind of murdered his career? Because it's like, you're not... Is he really going to be Spain boss now after this? No. They're not going to come. This Real Madrid chap who...
Yeah.
I feel like his... You know, what he should have done is... It's poor.
Because he built his career quite well of doing the under-21 Spain team to the national. Yeah.
Antonio Conte is being rumoured to have been approached. Otto, does that make any sense to you?
It makes quite a lot of sense. I mean, Real Madrid really want to win the league. Conte wins leagues, and he wins them quick, which is what Real Madrid need.
You know, one thing is, perhaps Hazard might not want to go to Real Madrid if Conte is the boss.
He doesn't like Conte.
Yeah, exactly. So that transfer might be off.
Yeah, but I mean, Hazard has been a bit funny with his old media chat, hasn't he? But I just feel like Real Madrid, they need a bit of, like, they need a bit of a reshuffle, don't they?
Yeah.
Something big time needs to change. I feel like, because they're, like, they didn't buy a Galactico this summer, because they were, like, Bale's going to, like, be their Galactico.
Yeah, apparently Lopetegui, the manager, was annoyed at that. He wanted Hazard, I think, and he wanted someone to replace Kovacic as well. and they just didn't get.
Have they signed anyone?
They got this Mariano guy from like Lyon to replace Ronaldo. Then they got Courtois was the big one.
That's a bit weird though, because Navas is actually quite a good
keeper.
Yeah, Navas is sick.
I don't understand that.
I think they really need they really need a Hazard or someone like that.
Yeah, they do.
They're massively lacking that player, because Bale and Benzema just aren't those players.
No.
They just need someone like, even like, I don't know, so someone with a big personality like Sanchez or something like that. Even though Sanchez is shit now, but like.
You say that they've got Modric and Kroos in midfield who. Run games.
It's just a bit stale, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've got this young guy, Caballos, who plays for the Spanish national team, but doesn't get a Madrid starting team. Who's sick? He's class.
All right, let's do a quick while we're here on Real Madrid. Sex, sign, sell. Haven't done it for a while.
We haven't.
Modric.
Oh God.
Kroos. Isco.
But I really hate this game.
Oh. I'm gonna.
Because I'm signing them with hypothetical money. Why would I ever sell a player for hypothetical money?
Otto, shut up!
You don't understand.
You don't. Luke, punch Otto in the face.
Luke,
I don't think you want to have sex with Modric.
No, you definitely don't.
Alright.
Well, it's just quite. Modric's short hair is quite a catch.
Not from the front.
Who are the options again? Can I just hit them on my phone?
Toni Kroos and Isco.
Oh, I didn't really. Yeah, okay, compared to those two, he's ugly as fuck.
And sexy too, as well, both of them.
Not sexy, and he's ugly.
I think I would sell Kroos.
I think you want to be signing Isco.
For his potential.
So then, are we having sex with Modric then?
Kroos. We can't look at this from a footballing point of view.
The thing is, Isco is definitely the most virile, isn't he? Of any of the three. I feel like Modric and Kroos are kind of like, they're kind of going through like, if there wasn't male menopause, they'd be going through it right now.
Is that a bad thing? I mean, what that is quite offensive, isn't it?
But I just mean they're kind of their spunk. I think they're probably their spunk is running dry.
But is this to do with the sex or the football performance?
I don't really understand. Well, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundit.
You understand?
Do you understand? And if you do, is their spunk running dry?
I think Isco. Modric, you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, I think you got to sell.
Yeah, we'll
sell Modric. But again, I don't care.
We're saying, I think that's the answer then. Sell Modric.
Kroos.
Sorry.
Yeah, Kroos is quite sexy.
Yeah. Okay, alright. Well, there you go. What a good game that was. Alright, let's talk about next week's action. So much to talk about next week. So much. Brighton and Hove against Wolverhampton Wanderers.
What about the Champions League match? Just tonight.
Oh yeah, alright. Okay.
It's nothing interesting, really.
No, it's always good to do the prediction, and then you get them wrong in the space of an hour.
Jasper, you said there's loads of interesting stuff.
Yeah, your hipster choice tonight is Borussia Dortmund against Atletico Madrid.
How is that hipster?
Sounds like a pretty mainstream choice.
It's pretty mainstream, but they're both just off. Like
in the last 5 years.
No, because your mainstream games tonight are Barca Inter.
Okay.
Two big heavyweights.
Alright, fine.
And like PSG Napoli is even.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Compared to Barca.
But the thing is, like, we need to appeal to our Spanish audience.
I'm
actually going to go ahead.
American audience needs to pander to.
Dortmund are playing the best football in Europe at the moment, and Atletico Madrid are just going to stop them doing that, aren't they? Or are they?
We don't actually have any Spanish audience.
But I
think Johnny's hit onto something here, because we've got a lot of American fans, so should we talk about the MLS quickly?
Let's.
Oh, Rooney! We need to talk about Rooney!
Yes!
Were we going to make any predictions for the Champions League, or are we just going
I've got a stat about Rooney.
Oh, yeah, let's have it.
I just need to Google it.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks, mate.
All right, Luke, while he's Googling it, why don't you give us a Champions League prediction of your own?
What match do you want?
Doesn't matter.
Just a score, no teams.
7-3.
Whoa, what a prediction.
Okay, so before Rooney, DC had a record of 2 wins, 5 draws, 7 losses, 11 points and minus 6 goal difference. After Rooney, 10 wins, 4 draws, 3 losses, 33 points and plus 13 goal difference.
That was too much information to take in.
Yeah, too long.
I thought it was four games now. Oh, yeah. Good.
Play four games.
There's
a bigger number, mate.
So...
They went from winning 2 games in 14 to winning 10 games in 17.
Ah, oh, there you go. That's something I...
That's something you just get tattooed on your chest.
That's what you get your team into.
Who is basically.
But Rooney does do that to a team, because he does everything, doesn't he? Apart from Everton. He doesn't do that for Everton, but...
No. All right, well... Does anyone have anything else they'd like to raise?
I just want to do a quick shout-out to a couple of weeks back... The England national team got in a plane and went over to Spain. can I keep making it right? And they played the Spanish national team.
National team.
And they beat them 3-2. Football, lads, is coming home.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Just continue talking about that game.
Well, Rashford Sterling just absolutely killed them on the counter. Kane just bossing Ramos. Dyer fucking up Ramos big time.
That was so funny.
Most pointless tackle of all time.
Have you seen there's a subreddit called it's just called Fuck Ramos.
That sounds pretty good.
And the top post of all time now is that Dyer challenge on Ramos.
So we've got 2020 Euros.
Yeah.
Finals at Wembley. And some may say football is coming home.
Do you have anything to say about the game?
Me?
Anyone? Say anything.
Oh, the England game?
Yeah. Sorry, Jess.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, they look great. I'm really happy about it.
Fucking
Euros.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Yes. you've been listening to the In Air Player Repair podcast, the most unfiltered, uncensored podcast about football on the internet. Let's say a fond farewell to Otto _ Wolf. Let's say a goodbye to the J Doggy Dog.
Oh, goodbye. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm surprised I'm not last, but yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I'm normally last. And Jasper Kowalczyk, let's say goodbye to you.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye. And Luke Stamper, thank you and goodbye.
Yeah, I mean,
the
next thing we talked about was like Brighton Wolves.
I think it's a definite technical difficulties here. I can't quite get.
No, I appreciated our new MLS section, which is just about Rooney.
Well, you know, it just feels like the running time has got to its like natural.
Just blast music really loud. Drown them out.
Hang on.
I got a nice 1-1 in there.
I know, but we didn't do any.
We've got a 7-3.
Yeah, I was really quite bad on the fading you in out, so that last section is going to sound really bad.
You just, we literally haven't been able to hear a word you've been
what
saying.
What I thought I was doing was turning down just Football's Coming Home, but what I ended up doing was turning down you as well.
We're having solid gold back here, isn't it?
Well, so, solid gold. So when I was going to you and I was saying, like, let's say goodbye, I was turning the track down, but then...
Not turning you up.
So
we could always redo it,
Did you get my anti-EU?
Yeah, it was like, fuck the EU or something.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
I don't think it was that. I don't think it was loud enough to really have been picked up, though. That's my concern.
Well, we are still rolling, so, you know, I could potentially just...
I thought you were going to end with a managed quote.
Yeah, I should end.
You just sensed the chance.
Let's end with this from...
Wait, we haven't actually ended.
Well, I mean,
this is meta. This is great.
I don't know.
There's just a chance that you're going to win next weekend, so...
Let's end with this from Tim Sherwood.
Twat.
Tim Sherwood? How is he still around?
This quote was when he used to be the manager of Villa.
Just go back to old school.
Yeah, quotes. It wasn't a gilet, it was a coat.
Any context or?
No, I'm just going to leave it at that.
It wasn't a gilet.
Well, you have to say it again because Jasper came in pretty quick.
No, he said it first.
It wasn't a gilet, it was a coat.
What's the game you're playing here? I'm confused.
That's so good.